Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. We are broadcasting live from the deck of the battleship USS Alabama here in beautiful USS Alabama Memorial Park. And we want to kick off by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. If you haven't seen this place, you need to get your butt over here, as Pete would say. Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. It's Fantabulous Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, with a big Pete being with us here today. Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and our latest sponsor, Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And we do want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And ESPN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Also, if you like to listen on demand, you can do that as well. Our regularly aired programs are up via podcast on most of the major podcast channels. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade via podcast just to get your heart rate up and going, then that's available via castbox.com. And, of course, we've got a packed show for you today, lots of stuff for us to cover. So if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information on any of the things we talk about, you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on what we've got going on. Later on SBN, we will speak with General Janet Cobb, the executive director of the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. She'll give us details on some great events coming up here at the battleship this weekend. Also, we'll talk with Alex Evans from the crew of Fight or Die. They're back in the States with their boat, and they are looking forward to next year's competition. Also, we will speak with Mr. Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center about an upcoming employment fair for veterans. But first, we've got some great food right here on the fantail of the battleship, courtesy of our good friends over at Ed Seafood Shed, just down the causeway. And serving it up right now is Mr. Panini Pete, the Food Network star and member of the Mess Lords. Pete,
woo-hoo, man, there you go. So awesome to be here on the USS Alabama.
I didn't know you worked, but you know how to get new gumbo.
Oh man, give me a break, Tom. Yeah, I knew I was going to get harassed out here.
You do gumbo, baby.
Harassed out here.
Yeah, yeah, it looked like it's got some gumbo down there.
Yeah, got to watch these Army veterans coming up here. They're stealing the gumbo already. They're getting the food. Well, got in the head of the chow line.
Yeah, I know. It smells great.
That's what it's here for.
Yeah.
So, Pete, what have you got coming up? I know you have your hands in all kinds of stuff. I know Ed's is up and running. You are going full barrel into summer.
I tell you, if I was having more fun at Ed's, I'd be like Ed and Barb retired, because they are enjoying their retirement. And I keep up with them on Facebook and we chat, and they're having a blast. But just to be part of the tradition of Ed's, we are having so much fun there. The place looks great. The food is so dang good.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is so dang good there. And, you know, Southern Seafood with Soul, we're crushing it. The grits, the greens, the gumbo, you know, the po' boys, the yo mama platter, with some great grilled fish options now. The slaw hits you right when you hit the table.
Oh, yes.
When you hit the parking lot, we're dishing up the slaw.
And the beverages are cold.
Yes, cold beverages.
Beverages are cold.
We got a new cover over that back deck.
Yes,
so
that's awesome.
It looks shady out there. It's gorgeous.
I was looking for the turtles. I was going to confiscate one of the turtles and take him home and fill him full of steroids.
You heard about the turtle races coming,
and bring him back and race him.
So, yeah, we're getting ready to have turtle races for the kids. Slash, I'm sure Tom sounds like he'll be taking odds.
Oh, yeah.
It's really the energy's great.
And the Sugar Shack.
You got Sugar Shack out there.
They were working on that.
So we're going to have stuff, you know, really for the families of Mobile and Spanish Fort and Baldwin County. So we'll have some stuff for the kids out there, some trinkets, some Italian ice. You know, cool little retail for them. We'll have prizes for the turtle races for everybody that participates. And it's just going to be a lot of family fun. Good food, good
fun, all about,
good
man.
Friends,
that's
good
it.
Family.
That's it. Family-oriented seafood.
We're spending a lot of time there. It's just beautiful and enjoying it. And, you know, on top of that, just, you know, a lot coming up with the Mess Lords. I've got three chefs in Virginia right now barbecuing over there at the base.
Ooh.
I'll be heading down to Guantanamo Bay again pretty soon with some chefs.
And hey, don't let them don't get near that prison over there. They might throw the keys away on you.
You know, I tell you what, man, I still got goosebumps when you just said it, because I took a tour of that facility several years ago, and hey, they look pretty safe.
Just put a little, leave a note, put it right on the side of the wall, you know, about who was here. Just put Tom ain't coming.
Tom ain't coming. You don't want Tom to come.
No,
well, you know,
Tom ain't coming.
Pete's no stranger to the battleship. Mm-hmm. You had the full crew of the Mess Lords here at one point taking.
We did a big photo shoot. We were doing a fundraiser for Outward Bound, which is a program that's not currently active here, but. We were raising money for veterans that were returning home from deployment,
awesome.
That, you know, to give them a chance to be up in the Delta for a while and spend time with fellow soldiers and sailors and airmen and whatnot, and a little bit of counseling and just kind of to readjust. And you know, that's so important in like
it
what
is.
The fight or die guys
right.
are doing.
Right.
And for these young men and women to be able to know it's okay to you know, it's not great that they feel uneasy and uncertain or anxious, but that it's okay to get help and it's okay
right.
to talk
yes.
to people.
That's the main thing. You try to get them open up and let them know that there is some help out here for them, and then have organizations like yours and the Mess Lords and the other people that jump in on these things and make that help available.
That's so
when they do ask
take
for
care of our
right.
veterans that way. So important. And those are one of the things that we do with the Mess Lords, boosting morale through, you know, kind of food and culinary shows now. And then also helping with fundraisers like that. Like you said, we did a big photo shoot out here and had a blast on the BB-60, and I got some great shots.
Well, I know. And the Trunk Monkey was out representing the Scuttlebutt. She had the Scuttlebutt shirts on.
Right.
I know it.
Right.
We know it,
you, in fact, I think you even took one of our banners out to
we did
to some
on
of
one
the...
of the tours, got a few pictures, and I think I left it behind. And, you know,
you're that kind of guy.
I'm still paying that deal.
Yeah. For life. For life, bro.
Yeah, I didn't realize how valuable that sticker was, man, until I lost it.
For life.
That's right. I would have took a lot better care of that. Trunk Monkey had inventory. He's back. Where's the sign?
There you go. Oh, now Sean has now shown up.
Gumbo 30. Here you go, Sean.
He's going to turn us down.
Oh, but, sorry. I'm yelling again.
So we just got about a minute left, Pete. What are you having at Ed's over the summer? You got music? You got any special events?
Yeah, the live music's coming back full swing. We've got, you know, our Mullet Mondays, which are fantastic. We're working on a Shrimp Bowl Tuesdays. Throwback Thursdays is where we got Lynn Wise. He's doing some oldies and stuff, which is a lot of fun. Happy hours are great over there.
Awesome.
You talk about a great place to sit back and enjoy the beauty of the area we live in. You can see the whole bay and, you know, Mobile, the Eastern Shore.
Yeah. And all that's covered now.
And the food is so good. It's covered now. It's shady. It's comfortable. It's just so consistent, you know, the quality of that food, the grits and the greens. And I had a good chef of mine, chef buddy last night, Wesley True, said it was one of the best meals he's had in a long time.
That is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And then, you know, and you're just right down from the battleship, so folks can come up and visit the battleship and then come get some good groceries.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, brother.
Good seeing y'all. Eat some gumbo. Gumbo up there, buddy.
We're live at the battleship. Come visit us here and then go grab some groceries down at Ed's.
See you in a little while.
On the other side of the break.
Thanks,
Mr. Alex Evans from the Fight or Die Rowing Team, when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, transmitting live on 106.5 FM from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama here on Mobile Bay. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day. The weather really couldn't be better. And we've got some great groceries from Ed's, courtesy of Panini Pete. But we are broadcasting live from here, and you're more than welcome to come and join us. Also, if you'd like to call in, our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Hey, check us out on Facebook. I think the Trunk Monkey is dumping some pictures there, or trying to, out of with the reception we've got. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is a pleasure to be joined by Alex Evans from the Fight or Die Rowing Team, which is back in the States. And I think the boat made it back. I don't know if they've let it in yet. But Alex, hey, thank you and your team for your service, and welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you, Alex. Sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Hey, buddy, I understand that you had a little problem getting that boat through customs down there. What were they doing, check it for stuff?
Well, I'm assuming, and you know, this is just speculation, but depending on where the cargo ship originated, there might have been four or five different countries represented, you know, in cargo back. So,
are you on a cell phone, buddy? Alex, you on a cell?
I am. Just a second here.
Yep.
Yeah, looks like we're kind of losing the signal coming in and out.
Right, you're in and out here with the cell, undoubtedly.
You know, Tom, for the our listeners that might not be familiar with the Fight or Die team, it was the first all-veteran team to participate in the competition, which basically takes them rowing across the Atlantic.
Right. This is 3,000 miles.
And, well, and it was, what, 54 days?
Somewhere in that area. We get Alex back on with a good signal, we'll find out how many days it was.
You guys have me now?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That sounds better.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's 54 days, 9 hours, and 3 minutes. So roughly a little over a month and a half.
I know it's not in your talking points, but how many pounds was that between the four of you?
Oh, how many pounds lost?
I understand you guys lost 20, 30 pounds apiece.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we lost over 100 pounds between the four of us easily. You know, we were eating roughly 5,000 calories a day, so we had to have been burning about 6,000 calories a day. We started off about 700 pounds of dehydrated meals, and, you know, got back. We had about, you know, 60 or 70.
Man, man, man. Well, you know, that chicken and rice, that doesn't put much weight on you.
Well, the chicken with rice, you know, we pack heavy on that. And once you get pretty deep into the race and all you have left is chicken with rice and your salt and your pepper has been submerged and it's just a big block, you know, so you don't really have access to spices and get a little mundane.
Right, right. Well, you know, let's get back to some seriousness here. You partnered with that Sturm specialty in military psychology at the University of Denver?
Yes, sir. Yes, the Sturm specialty in military psychology at the University of Denver. And, you know, what they do is through their program, they see vets clinically. They're clinical psychologists there. They're also psychology students that are learning, learning psychology, specifically military psychology, by treating veterans. You know, and that does several things. I mean, you know, veterans really do have intrinsic issues that we're dealing with kind of across the board. So being able to address those in really specific nature, I think is really effective.
I'm sure it was. Was the information that they obtained by following you guys under your stress loads that you had in this 3,000-mile trip, do you think that or do they think actually that it will be beneficial?
I'm sure it will, and a lot of it had to do with there were several different types of assessments that we would jot down in a notebook throughout the trip, and they kind of asked the same question but in a different way, and I think they show different types of data. I'm not a psychologist, but they seem to represent different psychological aspects of whatever the patient's feeling or sensing or whatnot. We also had psych evals and that sort of thing done prior to, so we also had baseline of kind of blueprint who we are before we got on this boat. So there is a lot of data just from this force, just as a group of four.
Well, that's basically some of the things that you guys get tested for before you go into combat, and then you get retested to see what your evaluations are after combat.
Right, and then, you know, when I was getting out, they were starting to do that more, and I got out in 2011. When I went in, it was a little bit different. TBI wasn't really a thing. Of course, everybody knew, but if people had blast injuries, but we really didn't have any baselines come out before we went to combat in 2006 and 2007. We did have, we had ANAM testing afterwards, essentially, the same thing they're doing now. But we didn't have baselines before we went, so. There's been a shift in the recognition of brain injuries across the board in the military, so I think there's a lot of progress happening.
There seems to be a lot in that area. We even have a new TV show on television that like last night, it pertained to that, and guy was killed his officer and all. But and it had to do with the fact, all right, over the battleship, I hope he doesn't drop a bomb.
Incoming.
Incoming.
Got some torpedoes going on there.
There you go, battle stations.
Wait a minute. Peace ducking. They heard about the gumbo, man. They're going to land on the flight deck. Yeah. All right. Now, all that being said, how about you guys? Will you have another team, after this one that you just completed?
Absolutely. We've got our new team together right now. Our skipper's name is Grant Rogers, and he's from Louisiana. He was in the Army. We've got a guy named Lee Harvey. He's in Albuquerque, New Mexico now. He's a Special Forces officer. We've got Carl Dean Christensen. Carl Dean is he's a U.S. Naval Academy graduate. He's up in Powell, Wyoming. He's a submarine officer. And we've got Luke Holton in Juneau, Alaska. He's a paratrooper. He lives up in Alaska, Army guy. He's an extreme kayaker, that kind of thing. So we've got a really solid group of guys coming up to take the helm here.
Well, that's awesome. But, you know, now, all that being said, it costs a lot of money for you guys to put this together. How does that work?
Well, so we are a 501c3 out of the state of Colorado, so all donations are tax-free. We do fundraisers and that sort of thing. We have a dinner gala coming up May 18th at University of Denver Corbell School for International Studies. We also have Facebook, Instagram, that sort of thing. So if you want to get behind us and donate, just know that your donations will be tax-free, and you know where your money is going. It's going to go to train doctors in military psychology and, help veterans. And also recently we partnered with the Marcus Institute for Brain Health. So it gives more of a physical science to helping veterans as well. So we partner with them as well, and that's Marcus Institute for Brain Health at the University of Colorado Denver.
That's awesome.
So your money is going to go a long way to help veterans, and you know it goes straight to them. We are all volunteer. Everybody involved in this organization is volunteer. We don't get paid. So
what process do we use to be able to send the money? Can we do it off of some computer account?
Right. So we've got usvetro.org. It's www.usvetro.org. That's Uniform Sierra Victor Echo Tango Romeo Oscar Whiskey.org.
And
then we've got Fight or Die, as it sounds, Fight or Die. But the OR is OAR, like an ocean OR. Fight or Die on Facebook. OR is like an ocean OR. And then Instagram, hashtag Fight or Die. Again, OR is spelled like an ocean OR. Fight or Die.
All right. Well, do you guys be in the Mobile area in the near future?
We will be. Chris Keene and I are actually driving through Mobile to come get the boat out of Miami. We'll be through this week. We plan on leaving here on Saturday. Now looking to be there on Monday, and then leaving to go to Miami to pick the boat up, and hopefully be back there on Wednesday, and then staying for some time to do some engagement, some outreach with the community there.
Well, Alex, I tell you, it's a real blessing to be able to talk to you today. We really appreciate what you veterans are doing for our other vets, and looking forward to seeing you in the Mobile area soon. And hope that we get a chance to see the boat.
Oh, thank you, sir. And you know, we'll be back through there, and we'll have a boat in tow. So look forward to seeing you as well. Thanks so much for having me on. Thanks so much for supporting us. And you know, the mission doesn't stop here. We got to keep going. So I really appreciate you helping us with that.
All right, Alex, we appreciate it.
Okay,
guys,
sir.
We're going to take
have
a short
day.
Break. We'll be right back, and we'll speak with the general.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we are honored to be broadcasting live from the deck of the battleship USS Alabama here in Mobile Bay. Beautiful weather. And you couldn't ask for a better venue. You know, this is like the best corner office you could ever have.
This is the greatest Uber vehicle I've ever been on.
Where's Captain Hal when you need
him? Where's Captain Hal? I need to rub it into Captain Hal. I need my driver, Captain Hal.
We have the brakes for you.
Right.
There you go. Hey, before we jump back into the discussion, we want to thank the folks that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, and we're pleased to be here today and have the general fix to come on board here with us and bring us up to date on all the things that are going on. And our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and our latest sponsor, Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, Tom, before we jump back into the discussion, we had somebody message us today through our Facebook, and they were asking, it was a veteran who was asking about the earplugs. and what was going on with the defective earplugs that we'd actually talked about.
Right.
And told them if you've got questions about that, get with the folks at Guardberg and Kimberly. They've got the information. They can point you in the right direction. And make sure that you're able to get what you deserve.
And I think that phone number is, 343-1111?
There you go. So there's the information there. But it is an honor to be joined by General Janet Cobb, who's the Executive Director of the Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. General, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt, and thank you for having us out here to broadcast.
Marines, it is so good to be back. Hoorah. And good to see you, my two favorite Marines after Major General
Oh, all right, yeah. He's our favorite person, too.
There we go. We got her back. But, General, I know that there are plenty of things to do here at the Alabama every day, and you continue to expand. As I was saying earlier with Sean, this is one of my favorite places to come because there's a story behind almost every piece of equipment that you have here, from the battleship to the drum to the pieces out in the field. But you've got some great things coming up this weekend, this Saturday in particular.
We do. It's the most special weekend of the year for us here at Battleship Park. The Alabama Crewmen's Reunion takes place, and we've got six of our original crewmen that are coming back. There are about 70 that are still alive. Most of them are too infirm to travel, even if they would like to. But we'll have six of those men back this weekend. They'll have a reception Friday night, a luncheon that the Battleship Commission hosts on Saturday, and then a dinner Saturday night. And I do a PowerPoint presentation where I show them a lot of photographs of the restoration within the Alabama, their old spaces where they worked and served and sweated and, cried and lived.
Oh, it was rough then.
And because a lot of them just can't make that climb anymore, and they really seem to enjoy that.
Well, and you mentioned they sweated. There wasn't any air conditioning.
No, there are air handlers, and we still have a few that work in there that does move air through the ship and also move the heat. And, our visitors come and they go, where's the escalator and the elevator? So, and those guys that were swinging those rope sacks and using hooks and hauling stuff aboard, no elevators, no escalators.
I couldn't be on this ship now.
Oh, I get my 10,000 steps a day, and I'm telling you.
I bet you do. Now, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
You being a retired major general.
And former private.
Well, you had to get there somehow, okay? None of us started at the top. But how in the world did an Army general get her own damn Navy?
Well,
get your own Air Force, and you got a battleship, and you got a submarine.
I'm telling you.
You got B-52 bombers. You got a U-2 plane. You got tanks out here. You got...
Nobody's going to fool with us at Battleship Park, I can guarantee you.
Army. You've got your own. Well,
that's right. I think it's all demilled, but it looks good, and it's a deterrent, I assure you.
You mentioned that you have the crewmen's reunion this weekend. I know you're also having your Living History crew.
We will
be here this weekend as well.
Every other month, the Living History crew of the Battleship Park come aboard. They come aboard on Friday, and they stay overnight all weekend as a drill period. We also have a branch of the Living History crew now that is branched off, and they're doing drills and activities on the USS Drum. And when you go down, you'll see some of the guys down there in uniform plotting and doing firing solutions and things. So the drum is coming alive. They'll do the reenactment. They'll do their battle drills, their deck drills. And this weekend, the flyover by the Yak Attack is usually right around 1300, 1 o'clock. But this weekend, it'll be at 1:30. So we want the public to know the planes will fly if the weather's good, of course. Also, the L-Birds, the L-4s will come in, as they did a couple of months ago, and land in our big front yard. Those are beautiful Army birds, and we've got a lot of things happening this weekend.
And things kick off. I mean, you could literally, you could stay here almost all day Saturday.
You could. And, the normal tours and just activities. And Battleship Park is a living place. It, by state legislation, is a veterans memorial. Honors all men and women in all services for all conflicts. But, come out here on the weekend, you'll see lacrosse. You'll see kids out here playing soccer. You'll see Battleship Rugby, which has been with us for decades. And the big Mopar, the other big car shows coming up, Battling in Bama. Almost every weekend in the spring and summer, we have something going on. So, and if you just want to come out and fly a kite, fish off the pier, come
that
out and see.
Unbelievable. But,
it is.
You're talking about the Battle in Bama, which will be on March, I think, 4th and 5th. third, fourth, and fifth. They'll have 1,000 vehicles here.
They will.
1,000 vehicles. Can you believe that many custom vehicles and hot rods in one location?
Well, I always have to look for my red 69 Chevelle with a black leather interior, so I'm going to find one in any car show crowd. So I love it. I love it. My dream car.
Yes.
Well, you've also got some this on Saturday. You've got some military vehicles. There's a the Dixie Division military vehicles.
Dixie Division come every year this time, and they'll have their classic military vehicles that have been restored out there, just out from our gift shop up in the area near the grove of trees that's shaped in the state of Alabama. So those guys come every year, and they came to the crewman's luncheon as our guests last year, a number of them, and presented a beautiful plaque to the Battleship Commission. So we love having Dixie Division cars out here, and the military vehicle show. It's fantastic.
And you've also got the amateur radio club.
We do.
The ham radio, is that ham radio?
It is. And those guys have been affiliated with the Battleship Park for many, many years. And they'll be in the wardroom. They hook up through there, and they'll be broadcasting shortwave around the world other hams.
Yes. Yes.
And this summer, this is the 50th anniversary of USS Drum coming to Battleship Park. That will take place when the crewmen have their reunion in June, the actual date's in July. But we're going to probably do a similar ham radio broadcast from the Drum. They've done it before. So ham radio listeners around the world are very familiar with our product.
Well, and, you know, what's been done with the Drum, I know you were talking with Sean about the fact that it had been, you pulled it out of the water. It's now on land, and it's been beautifully restored.
Yes, she's pristine on the inside. We actually have a contractor out now that's doing some tank blasting, getting the interior of Drum cleaned up and safe.
And the, I think the Drum is one, is it the only extant ship in its class, or is there one other that
of diesel submarines in the country? Yes.
Just some fantastic stories. We covered. There was an author who wrote The War Below, and covered the tours of the Drum and her sister submarines, and just some remarkable stories of heroism. And you know, we talk about the fact that there's no air conditioning on the battleship, but you're pretty much in tight quarters in a tin can.
Mm-hmm. You are. And 75 men per cruise, probably on any Drum war patrol, hot bunking, just special men that live that life. There's no doubt about it.
Well, so I know you've got this event coming up, but the battleship and the park, they're open every day except Christmas Day, and you are the most visited attraction in the state of Alabama.
We vie with Space and Rocket Center. My good friend Dr. Deborah Barnhart up there, retired Navy captain, always reminds me they always have more folks. But I say, you know, you're in an area with a large population.
Right,
so
right.
We're pretty close to them. We're open, as you say, every day of the year but Christmas Day. This time of the year, we're open 8 till 6 o'clock. And it's just a gorgeous time to come. And people come and enjoy the beautiful scenery out here, not just the exhibits. Next couple of weeks, we've also got some great things happening. On the 20th of April, we will have the Oath of Enlistment Ceremony, when about 100 young men and women from all over the Gulf Coast come with their recruiters and their ROTC folks, and they take the Oath of Enlistment, as we all took many, many years ago. That beautiful statue designed by Casey Downing downstairs that reminds us what it meant when we took that oath and raised that right hand. That is a very moving ceremony.
Outstanding. Well, General, again, we thank you for having us. Thank you for all the great information. Thank you for what you do for our veterans and military here.
Thank you. Good to see you, Marines.
And, well, it's always good to see the Marines. But where's the best place for folks to go for more information about what's going on?
You can call us at 433-2703 or at our website, ussalabama.com.
That sounds great. Hey, on the other side of the break, we're going to speak with Donald Seatat from the Alabama Career Center for an upcoming job fair for our veterans. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Yeah. takeoff. Have a going. Clear for takeoff. Check your parker brake off. Check your trim set. Check your no-go steering arm maneuver. Diamond burner go. A low transition. Right turn out. 83. Diamond out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And it has been an outstanding broadcast here from the fantail of the USS Alabama out on Mobile Bay. And we are joined in the Scuttlebutt seat now by a good friend, great supporter of our veterans, Mr. Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center. Donald, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
How you doing, Cal?
We're doing outstanding.
You've already been back in Mobile.
Yes. Well, you've already gotten to have some of the gumbo.
We hadn't had any gumbo yet.
It's really good.
But
spoiled. I miss it in Montgomery.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But it's great to have you down here. I know you have an event coming up for veterans tomorrow.
Tomorrow at Fort Whiting, we have a veterans job fair from 9 to 2. And they have early admission for veterans at 9 a.m. We used to have where we would have veterans for the first hour, but we kind of got away from that. Now we give veterans American flag stickers so that they can come anytime during the day. The problem was you couldn't squeeze the veterans in that hour to give them their priority of service. So now we use flag stickers. They can come in anytime during the job fair.
Well, and not only that, but you may have a veteran that already has a job, but they may be looking for a better job.
Absolutely.
And so it gives them the opportunity with a little more flexibility.
Right. They can scoot over at lunch, get the flag, go right in and talk to employers, and they know. And also, I use it for working for Alabama Department of Labor to hire the Career Center vet reps, because I go and recruit that way. I go into the job fairs and see the guys with the American flags, and I talk to them about coming to work for us in the state under the vet program. So it works real well.
Well, you know, and of course, at one point we were looking at a veteran unemployment rate that was significantly higher than the general unemployment rate.
Right, right.
Now, you know, unemployment, generally speaking, is at record lows. We were talking about full employment. But as you said, there's still folks that may be looking for a better job.
Absolutely. And there's training opportunities out there. If you don't have the training but you find the employer that wants you to get trained in a specific area, we can help you with that at the Career Center. It's paid training. Now, they don't pay you while you're going to training, but they'll pay you for the training,
Well, let's say if somebody can't get out to the job fair, what do they need to do to get tied in with the Career Center if they're looking for some training?
Well, they can go to the Career Center and just walk in. The Career Center staff, the vet staff is trained to work with specific veterans, but we've gone through, actually just got finished doing a whole statewide training where we trained the non-vet staff how to work with veterans so that anybody that walks into the Career Center can be helped by anybody in the Career Center.
And the event tomorrow, you said it's at Fort Whiting. I know you've got a page full of businesses.
Yeah, we got quite a few employers. We got VT May, we've got Austell's on there, we've got some staffing agencies, and some of these big corporate employers use staffing agencies now for that initial 90 days. So, you know, don't get put off by a staffing agency. Come on in and talk to these guys. And right now, employers are hollering. I get emails statewide for employers all over the state looking for veterans because the employment pool is getting smaller and smaller, and they still got to fill these positions. So they're screaming, especially for veterans. They
right.
know what we will bring to the table.
Correct. Right. But, yeah, there are certain skills that that veterans possess because of their time in the military. Sometimes, and one of the things we've heard from HR folks is sometimes those skills don't transfer to a resume.
Right. Well, that's why the specialists that work in the Career Center, we can work with this. And we also use that as part of the training when we went in to train all the Career Center staff in Alabama, how to translate that
Well, yeah, and that's a great piece of assistance that you can get through the Career Center.
Yes. The other thing is, real quick, is, you know, they talk about soft skills. I mean, day one basic training, we learn soft skills,
right,
be at
right.
the right place, at the right uniform, at the right time,
right.
you know, and clean and ready right. to go to work.
Right, and on time.
And yeah. on time,
right.
yeah.
Well, it's great to have you on. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For what you do for our veterans every day. Through the Career Center. Again, what are the details on the event coming up tomorrow?
It's at Fort Whiting. It'll be from 9 to 2. And we're going to have a bunch of banners around the fences at Fort Whiting advertising. So you'll know where it's at.
Great. And website, if they want to jump on and learn a little bit more?
Well, they can go to the Alabama job link. It's Google Alabama Job Link, and it'll take you there. You can register. You can even look for jobs on Alabama Job Link.
Oh, outstanding.
For employers that are not going to be there tomorrow, all the jobs in this area. So,
outstanding. So if you're out there and you're a veteran and you're looking for some assistance with employment, that Jobs Link, Alabama Job Link
yep.
is the place to go. Donald, we appreciate your service and your ongoing service to our veterans, and thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you, Cal. I enjoy it.
Well, you know, Tom, you couldn't have asked for a better venue. We've been out here at the Battleship for a couple hours. Of course, Sean Sullivan was here with Midday Mobile. But we want to thank everybody here at the Battleship. We want to thank Panini Pete for coming over and bringing some great chow. Remember, this Saturday, all day, really, it's the crewman's reunion. So bring your family. Let them look and talk to some living history.
It's an all-day event.
Outstanding. But that's going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for the veterans, we thank you for joining us. Hope that you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!